We find ourselves in a global situation that the world has not seen for nearly 100 years. Our hospitals are overflowing, nearly 40,000 people have died from the COVID-19 virus. Many local governments have ordered statewide shelter in place. Our churches are closed and we are facing the unnerving and deeply saddening reality that we will be without Mass to celebrate our Lord's resurrection on Easter Sunday. Just a few days ago, the Holy Father asked the entire Christian community to pray in Our Father for the end of the global pandemic. On Friday, March 27th, Pope Francis gave an extraordinary Urbi et Orbi blessing to the Church Universal. This blessing is normally given on Christmas and Easter, so the fact that our Holy Father gave one only a few days ago indicates the gravity of this situation. Reflecting on the story of Jesus and the disciples in the boat on the stormy waters, Pope Francis said, "Like the disciples in the Gospel, we were caught off guard by an unexpected turbulent storm. We have realized that we are on the same boat, all of us fragile and disoriented, but at the same time important and needed. All of us called to row together, each of us in need of comforting the other. On this boat are all of us. Just like the disciples who spoke anxiously with one voice saying, 'We are perishing,' so we too have realized that we cannot go on thinking of ourselves, but only together can we do this." The choice of our bishops to suspend the public celebration of Mass, and in some instances the other sacraments, was surely not an easy one. Bishop Thomas Tobin of Providence called it the most difficult decision he's had to make in over 20 years of being a bishop. The response from the faithful has been mixed, some acknowledging that this painful decision was the proper one, others responding with great disappointment that the faithful would be without the sacraments, especially the Eucharist. I don't want to comment on these decisions, but I do wish to reflect upon the quote from Pope Francis's reflection. "So we too have realized that we cannot go on thinking of ourselves, but only together can we do this." In 1974, Avery Cardinal Dulles, a great Jesuit theologian, wrote his popular book Models of the Church. In this book, he aimed to present the church like a mosaic. No one tessera, or piece of glass, provides the full image, but indeed it is when they combine to form the mosaic that we see the full image. He provided two models that I think are especially helpful for us to reflect upon today: the church's mystical communion, or the body of Christ, and the church's community of disciples. These models remind us that the church is not just a social club, but truly a communion of followers of Christ who are accompanying one another on the journey to heaven. To see the church as the body of Christ is to see it as St. Paul did. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul said, "As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. But as it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I do not need you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I do not need you.' Indeed, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are all the more necessary." In his 2005 book, Models of the Eucharist, Monsignor Kevin Irwin took the same mosaic approach that Cardinal Dulles applied to the Church and applied it to the Eucharist. Monsignor Irwin's second model is the Church's Eucharist, where he reminds us that every act of liturgy is done by, for, and in the name of the Church, and that the liturgy celebrated is always communal, for and with the whole Church. He turns our attention to the fact that the Eucharist is essentially a communal experience. The Eucharist has to turn our attention to the body of Christ, a body of which we and all those who join in the liturgy, in prayer, and in our professed faith are a part of. In this time of great unease, confusion, and uncertainty, we cannot turn in on ourselves. This is not about me, about my comfort, my self-preservation. Yes, we must put God above all things, but that is essentially inclusive of our love of our neighbor as ourselves. The members of the church, the body of Christ, are like the disciples in the boat, fearful, scared, and pleading with our Lord to calm the seas. But we can't shove others out of the way to save ourselves. We join in communion with one another, a communion of charity that imitates the communion of charity that is the Blessed Trinity. May we ask the Lord for protection for ourselves, our loved ones, and his body, the church.